Here's a quick rundown of some of the other cases decided by the Supreme Court today.
The court issued a unanimous decision on a case involving online file sharing. The justices said that Grokster, a distributor of file sharing software, may be sued when users take copyrighted material without paying royalties.
The court declined to hear the appeals of two prominent journalists who face jail for contempt of court. They are Matthew Cooper of Time magazine and Judith Miller of the New York Times. Both have refused to testify before a grand jury about a news leak that identified an undercover CIA officer.
And the court ruled that cable companies do not have to provide rivals with access to their high-speed internet lines. That ruling is a victory for the cable and telephone industries.
On to a remarkable and disturbing confession. It took place in a courtroom in Wichita, Kansas today, and some of what we are about to hear is graphic description of horrible acts of violence. Dennis Rader confirmed in that courtroom that he is BTK, the serial killer responsible for 10 murders between 1974 and 1991. Rader pleaded guilty to all 10 murders, and he spoke at length and in detail about selecting and killing his victims. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Dressed in a tie and a beige business suit, Dennis Rader appeared relaxed and confident as he discussed details about the string of murders that terrorized Wichita for two decades. It was a dramatic turn of events that began when Rader told Sedgwick County Judge Greg Waller he was pleading guilty to all 10 murders. Waller said before he could accept it, he wanted to hear details from Rader to support his guilty plea. It was, to say the least, chilling. Judge Waller started with counts 1 through 4. The January 1974 murders of Joseph and Julie Otero and their two children.
Did you know these people?
No, that was part of my, my what you call fantasy. These people were selected.
All right, so you were engaged in some kind of fantasy during this period of time?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, when you use the term fantasy, is this something you were doing for your personal pleasure?
Sexual fantasy, sir.
I see.
For nearly an hour, Rader talked about those murders and six others, providing new information about the crimes that in the 1970s and 80s held Wichita in a grip of fear. During that time, in letters sent to the news media, a person calling himself BTK for Bind, Torture, Kill claimed responsibility for the murders, providing details, even drawings of the crime scenes. At today's hearing, Rader described how he'd planned his attack on the Otero family, first cutting the phone lines, then coming through the back door after one of the children let out the family dog. As he did in several of the murders he recounted, Rader says he told the family he was a fugitive on the run and needed food and a car. After tying up the four, Rader says he then tried to suffocate Joseph Otero, which proved more difficult than expected.
After that, I did Mrs. Otero. I had never strangled anyone before. So I really didn't know how much pressure you had to put on a person or how long it would take.
Rader said he then realized Joseph Otero was not dead and so left the other three and finished suffocating him. Then he said he worked quick.
I strangled Mrs. Otero and she went out or passed out. I thought she was dead. She passed out. Then I strangled Josephine. She passed out or I thought she was dead. And then I went over and put a bag on Junior's head.
When Rader was done, all four were dead. In dispassionate testimony, Rader talked about himself as if he were merely a tradesman doing a job. He told Judge Waller he would often carry a briefcase containing ropes, tools, and handcuffs used in the murders, what he called his hit kit. And he talked about how he chose his victims, whom he called projects.
If you read much about serial killers, they go through what they call the different phases. That's one of the phases they go through as a trolling stage. You're basically looking for a victim at that time. And that you could be trolling for months or years. But once you lock in on a certain person, then you become stalking. And that might be several of them, but you really home in on that person. They basically become that's the victim.
At today's hearing, family members of Dennis Rader's victims sat silently, hearing him talk in clinical terms about how he murdered their loved ones, all left afterwards without talking to reporters. For years, many in Wichita thought the man calling himself BTK would never be brought to justice. After a nearly 20-year murder spree in the early 1990s, he stopped. Police thought he may have died or moved away. But then last year, he reemerged, once again contacting the news media, returning to his pattern of boasting about the murders. It was those contacts that led police to Dennis Rader, a municipal employee in charge of code enforcement in Park City, a Wichita suburb. He had been active in the Boy Scouts and on the board of his church. Outside the courthouse, Wichita District Attorney Nola Folston said today's guilty plea should begin to close the book on one of the city's darkest episodes.
Today you had some information about Dennis Rader from his own mouth, how he had sexual fantasies, and how he chose and stalked and trolled for individuals who could fulfill those, culminating with their tragic deaths for over 30 years in this community, this wonderful place that we live in that was terrorized for almost 30 years. And today we have some resolution.
Because Kansas didn't have capital punishment in place during the time Rader committed the murders, he won't face the death penalty, but will likely receive 10 life sentences. The last murder, that of Dolores Davis in 1991, occurred after Kansas adopted a so-called Hard 40 law, which means the 60-year-old Rader wouldn't be eligible for parole until he's at least 100 years old. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.